I think it must be very, very difficult for the NHS. They haven't got a bottomless pit. However, I think in my situation, having to have IVF treatment, it wasn't a case of it. We just thought we'd like to have it. It was a necessity in order to have children. Basically, if you if you want to liken it to a broken bone, that part of my body was broken. I've got quite a few issues going on internally. And basically, they all resulted in the need for IVF treatment in order to be able to have children.
We spent Oh, you're just about to tell me. You funded that yourself?
We did. We did the entire amount, which was pretty much about £24,000.
And obviously, the simple answer, if I were to ask you, would you wish the NHS had funded it, I imagine would be yes. But do you feel that they should have done? Is it their role to add to life rather than to save life?
I think it's absolutely imperative to add to life. I mean, I'm not even going to go down the road of talking about taking away life, but I'm sure perhaps costs need to be looked at as to how much is you know, whether it's a balance of life being taken away and life being given. Certainly in our case, I would do exactly the same thing again. However, we were informed of various counties across the country where treatment was very freely given, and some women were given up to three treatments absolutely free, and we didn't get a penny towards ours when we almost did manage to get some medication, which was given, which would have been given from the NICE Trust. We were refused because we'd already had one of our Now, you know, that seems to me relatively unfair. What I have always believed since we had our IVF treatment was that why could everybody across the country not be given one free treatment, and then if things weren't successful after that, that they could then go on to have further treatments funded by themselves. But quite why we had to spend the amount we spent and someone else gets completely free treatment is absolutely beyond me. At the time, just working, and we could afford it, but that now we've had our children, we wouldn't be able to afford it. There's no way. But then, you know, that's the cost that comes with having children.
And I can hear them in the background. This is the last question, and it may sound an odd question, but I'd like you to consider it for a second. Because you spent so much money, £25,000, does it change the way you feel about your children? And I'm saying either, because it could do one of two things. They are so particularly treasured because we've had to go through such a trauma, or actually when they're playing up, God, I spent £25,000 for this privilege. What does it make? Does it make any difference to you whatsoever how they came into the world?
I mean, yes, it does. It makes me take, if I see things while I'm out and about, I feel very, I feel very strongly that, you know, these children are absolutely precious, and sometimes, you know, situations I see make me just want to go up to people and say, you know, these children are just so precious. It doesn't mean to say that I don't discipline mine, but yes, absolutely. A whole other story was that we did eventually fall pregnant naturally, and which didn't happen, which was probably just as well because of my internal issues. I think it probably wouldn't have resulted well, and that was why we needed IVF. But yes, absolutely. I do believe that these children not only are worth every penny, and I would have paid a lot more, but yes, they're absolutely precious beyond belief.
It's an amazingly warming story. Just give these children some names, Helen, if you don't mind.
Oh, we've got Monika and Charlotte.
Monika and Charlotte, and they're both very good of voice. We can tell that this morning for sure.
Getting ready to go to school, so yes, there's a bit of pressure on me this morning. But yes, I think the system definitely does need a bit of an overhaul. We, you know, why should we, who have slightly broken bodies in one respect, not be given treatment, and other people who have got broken bones or other, you know, issues, which I'm sure are very important, but nevertheless, it's still for a woman not to be able to have a child is it's emotional beyond belief.